Back in KMC Sports Zone on this Wednesday night. John Swisher, glad to have you along. Northland Boys head coach Tim Skuring joins me now. As it's been a few weeks since we talked with Coach Skuring as we recap the Lynx season 8-7, now a 4-4 conference record as the Lynx coming in this week. A tough loss last night to Central City. Coach, talk about how your team's been playing the last few times out and what you look to improve upon with this group.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. It's been, it's been a tough patch for our team. We're learning how to do some things differently. We're running into some teams that are really motivated to play us and have been playing well against us. Plus, we've had some sickness and some injuries that have caused us some issues. One of the downfalls that we have is we just don't have enough depth that is ready to get out in a varsity game yet. So we're learning, keep growing, keep getting better, and see what we can do here coming up in down the stretch here in the season.
Indeed. Four losses in a row, as you talked about, but quality teams, Bellevue Marquette Catholic back on the 13th, and Kalmus Wheatland, and then fell to Springville and Central City, as I talked about last night. A tough fought effort at home against the Wildcats. Talk about the differences of that game and what got the Wildcats that 5-point win.
Yeah, we just didn't function well in the second half offensively. I thought they did a good job defensively taking away some of the things that we like to do. We didn't make the adjustments. Didn't make big shots when we needed to. Missed a lot of bunnies. And on the defensive end, they made the shots, and we just didn't open looks. So that's just kind of what it came down to last night, John.
And you've been through this a long time coaching basketball. When you get in a lull like this, you have to keep your keep your team positive, keep them interested, engaged, of wanting to get better, of course, and focusing on the task at hand. And not always easy thing to do with high school kids, 16, 17 years old. But the end of run is what is there, and get that through your kids' heads is the name of the game.
Yeah, it's different for every team, I think. And for us right now, our guys' high expectations are so high of themselves and have been for our program that it's a challenge for them mentally to keep going forward and making sure that we're focused on the right things, sure, which is day-to-day improvement, trying to grow, trying to develop, and not looking at that record and not looking at that, that win losses is the only goal that's out there. So we're learning through that right now, John, and it's taking time. But one thing I do know is we have guys that care, the guys that are going to work hard, going to do everything we can to get everything turned around here. And that's been fun as a coach, and it's been fun for me to try to help them get through those obstacles mentally that we're having at this point in time.
Only six games left on the schedule as this has flown right by. Easton Valley moving up from Friday night because of the cold weather temperatures. So you have the Riverhawks to end out the year. Head coach George Pickup, a Hall of Famer at Central DeWitt, longtime coach there. Have you ever run into Coach Pickup?
I know of him, John, but I don't think he and I have ever met.
Okay. Good guy. He's done some radio with me. Just did a game with me a week ago on our Maquoketa stations, a month or so ago, I should say. But, good guy. He played for Bill Fleming at Maquoketa, a 83 grad of Maquoketa. So he took over the program this year at Easton Valley. So you get to see him and his Riverhawks. And then, as this season just continues to go by fast here, only a few games left, you'll be knowing where you'll go in the postseason here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, down the stretch, nothing's going to be easy for us. We have to make sure that we show up every night, that we're locked in, concentrating, being positive about heading forward, not looking back. And that's going to be our focus no matter who we play, no matter where we play them.
Indeed. All right, Coach, thanks for your time here. We'll try to hook up again in a couple of weeks to recap and preview Northland Boys basketball. Appreciate it as always. Stay safe and have a great weekend.
Thank you, John. Have a good day.
Absolutely. Tim Skuring, the head coach of the Northland Boys basketball program here on the show. We continue along with more. This is the KMCH Sports Zone for Mix 94.7 KMCH.